tax.
Frightening statistics about texting and driving. It'll scare you, trust me. Baking in L.A., literally. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney. Hey, everybody. Hope you're off to a great start of the work week. And if you're not, just duck and take cover and glide your way through till you hit Friday. Because that's the good thing. Time never stops, my friends. It works both ways. If something nasty is happening, it'll eventually go away. I used to think it was such a trite saying when people, whenever anything dramatic would happen in my life, and people would say, oh, time heals everything. How many times did you hear that? Time heals everything. You can't hit a lick when you're up at bat and you're a kid and people are heckling you. Don't worry, time heals everything. How many little boys have been told that? And little girls, the same thing for being brutal on the parallel bars or whatnot in gymnastics. I'm just using examples. You may think they're personal, but I'm sure you each have your own example of being told that. Yeah, just don't worry. Time will take care of all of it. So that's the good news, and that was my point there, that if you're up to a rough start, eventually we'll get to the end of the week. I bet in L.A. they're really hoping that we'll get to the end of the week. Crazy things are happening in L.A. because you're baking. You could really get off a plane in Los Angeles, throw an egg on the street, and probably fry it up. 113 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. Now, if you live in a desert, you're used to temperatures like that. In Los Angeles, they're not used to temperatures like that. Yes, occasionally it's gotten into the 90s and people weep and moan and go to the beach. But this is an incredible all-time record-breaking scorcher. 113. I thought I was misreading something when I saw it. That's an insane mark to hit. Temperatures to hit that same level, you'd have to go back to 1877. So it is historic, to say the least. And, you know, you could go to Anaheim. Anybody that was in Disneyland, oh, they were on Dumbo and they were frying when they were flying around. San Luis Obispo, Santa Cruz, all the way up to through the coast, people were feeling the same thing. Speaking of baking, well, he was baking over this issue for a long time. The Prez was really wanting to get the money to the small businesses because, remember, it's all about the economy and fixing it, trying to get the middle class back on its feet. But the perception and the reality is that's not happening. Now you also have this story about a lot of the small banks who will be getting money to lend. You've got businesses saying they don't want the money. They don't want to take the money because they don't want to have to pay the money back. They don't want to have a gun to their head like with what happened to TARP, to hurry up and figure out a way to pay it back and then some. So will this part of this end up blowing up in the administration's face, or does it really turn into a big-time victory for small businesses who just need a little bit of money to be able to do what's necessary to hire new people because they don't have the money right now? The president had a lot to say about signing this into law, and he says, in a nutshell, it's pretty big for entrepreneurs. Take a listen.
It was critical that we cut taxes and make more loans available to entrepreneurs. And so today, after a long and tough fight, I am signing a small business jobs bill that does exactly that. This law will do two big things. It's going to cut taxes. It's going to make more loans available for small business. It's a great victory for America's entrepreneurs. I began fighting for months to pass this jobs bill, the most significant step on behalf of our small businesses in more than a decade. On top of the 8 tax breaks we've already passed, we're adding 8 more, which will accelerate more than $55 billion in tax relief over the next year to businesses across the country. These are people who are ready to hire and expand. who've been approved by their banks, but who've been waiting for this legislation to pass. Well, when I sign this bill, their wait will be over.
All right, so we'll see who bellies up to the bar to get some of that money, and if it does, in fact, end up sprouting some jobs for some people. Speaking of sprouting, we go from that to springing a leak. That's what we dealt with since April 20th. Oh, we were being held hostage by that spill. Sadly, the people in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and parts of Florida also were suffering that fate in a much worse way because their livelihoods were affected. There was all the question about tainted water and also, of course, the birds and any of the marine life, the worry over what that would mean for them. And then the fishing industry, of all the livelihoods, could they have been hit harder in the gut? People who were shrimpers and who would fish and all that sort of stuff. Well, we know all the stories. Now we want to know the end. So what is the end? Admiral Thad Allen was the point man, the retired Coast Guard man, was the guy that government-wise everybody went to. Here are some parting shots from Thad Allen.
We did not have a large monolithic spill. As I said on many occasions, what we had were hundreds of thousands of patches of oil that moved in different directions over different periods of time, that moved significantly beyond the geographical area that was contemplated in any response plan and basically put the entire Gulf Coast at risk. Ultimately, there was a fiduciary link between the responsible party and their shareholders, which would bring into question whether or not every decision could, should, or would have been made based on what was best for the environment and the response itself. I think we need greater clarity moving forward on what the responsible party is, who they are, what they do, and how they interact with the incident command system and the National Contingency Plan.
See, now it's all about who's going to get the money that's owed back, and what BP actually does. They played nice, but now will they continue to play nice? The answer is not if the lawyers are involved and they feel like they don't have to pay certain amounts of money. I don't think so, because there's other fish to fry in other places, and I don't think British Petroleum wants this to completely blow up in the wrong direction. But at the same time, they could cut off the flow of money much faster than they ever could when it came to the oil. So, having said that, this to me is probably the saddest story on the day. Man, you think of the poor woman whose husband was murdered, the rancher who would help many of the illegals that were crossing over the border. Well, the widow of that rancher whose death was definitely a conversation starter when it came to discussing illegals and where they were coming into Arizona and the huge problem that state was having, and ultimately Jan Brewer, the governor, signing into law what would have stopped maybe many of those that were illegal that didn't become a reality, though. So the rancher was Robert Krentz. He was killed in March, 35 miles outside of the border town of Douglas, Arizona. No arrests, of course, were made. Sue Krentz was helping an older friend across the street Saturday after going to a church service. They were both hit by some sort of a car. Krentz was airlifted to the University Medical Center in Tucson. Her condition was not released at this point. Boy, is that not one of the saddest things you've heard. Hang with us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Talking to one of the analysts for the Republican Party, I'll call him an analyst, really he's paid to look at the polls and try to figure out if they're gaining seats or not. And he told me he thought that the Republicans have a pretty good chance to gain the 39 seats they need to take control of the House, and an outside chance, he wouldn't really game it for me, but he said he thought there was an outside chance of the gain of the 10 Senate seats that would control that chamber. Members of Congress, of course, are now counting the days when they can go home and campaign, because it could end this week. Pelosi is saying it might end this week, but definitely by October 8th, then the Senate, then the House will break, and the Senate will break too as well. So the speaker is weighing the possibility in the meantime of a middle class tax cut vote before the election. And John Boehner is pushing for an up down vote, a vote that a lot of people think would have political benefits for the Democrats. Republicans would have to go along with the Democrats' plan or risk being, of course, labeled opponents of the middle class tax cut. This is such a dicey thing, so I'm thinking. If I were a betting person, this completely gets shoved off. The discussion comes up so that it looks good, but ultimately it gets tossed aside. And just so you know, this is what we're talking about. The Democrats want to extend only the Bush rates that apply to people who earn less than $200,000 a year. We're all clear on that, right? If you're married, you're talking about a couple, $250,000. So they want the top rates that are 33% and 35% to revert to 36% and 39.6%. So let's see what happens if this gets kicked up or no, it doesn't happen at all. I'm in favor of a freeze, but I seriously doubt that's at all in the cards. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick. Welcome to the show again. How are you?
Hello, Kate. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Are you back in Texas?
I'm back in Texas after going to watch the egg operation. We're going to have people on from the United Egg Producers later this week.
Egg. You got egg on your face?
Let's just
put it. Buccaneers to win, didn't you?
I did, and I got shellacked in that. But you know what? Nobody nailed the score. My vote. My guess was terrible. I said the Buccaneers 17-14 over the Steelers. The Steelers, in actuality, won that game 38-18. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Crazy. We'll see. There's another week of nail the score, so perhaps it'll be different for you and for everybody else.
Yeah. So I'd say to get this tax vote before the election, before they go on break, so they can tell the people out there that they voted for a tax cut or they didn't vote for one.
That's what I think. I mean, I would hope that it would happen, but see, this is, again, the politicking. If it's going to hurt somebody, they don't want it. If they think it's not going to hurt them, they do want it. It's all about massaging whatever the constituent base is. They think, Rick, how they'll vote. And then they're beholden to other people. So, you know, think about getting elected. Think about corporations being able to freely spend what they want toward a campaign, at least for the campaign. They could have billboards all over the place or whatever. And how unpopular that person could be in certain areas depending on what they vote for. It's just the same game of chicken that's always played in Washington. You don't take a stand on anything if it's too dicey. If you're in an election year, it's ridiculous. So how much time do we lose dancing around the votes?
Yeah.
Too much.
I figure they put that tax cut out there and vote on it. Then they go back home and tell, well, it's also a vote against them more.
Yeah.
I voted for a tax cut for you guys, but they voted against me down, all this stuff. But
right. Then use it.
That Ron, I've been hearing Ron Emanuel's leaving.
Rahm Emanuel, like I said, the White House couldn't keep a secret if their life was at stake. Oh yeah, their lives might be at stake. they like play the worst game of telephone tag ever. So yeah, this has been out for a long time. The rumor has been out, and really, it's supposed to happen on Friday that he'll announce that he's going to go run for mayor of Chicago and vacate his position, and then it's a question of who they elevate. Valerie Jarrett is actually on the short list as somebody that could be moved up to White House Chief of Staff. Oh, God help us all.
Yeah. I don't know why chances are being elected mayor in Chicago, but I don't know if he's popular there or not.
He's kind of in between. He's popular with some Democrats. I mean, he'll hit all the, they're not for nothing. They're going to look at all the issues and he knows how to get elected. He did it when he was a congressman and they'll look at what is affecting, what areas are hitting the people of Chicago the most. Unemployment would be one thing. The one that he would dance around would be the gun issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah. I think he could get elected, but let's hope not.
Yeah. Is anybody running against him?
Well, there's a whole bunch of people right now that are filing. They have to have 12,000, almost 13,000 signatures to put your name on the ballot. So there's a lot of people that are interested in putting their name on the ballot. Anybody really big with big political clout, Jesse Jackson Jr. is thinking of putting his name on it, I heard.
Yeah, well, he's got a bad mark against now from that Warren Burroughs deal, trying to buy his sympathy and all that.
Yeah.
He's tied up in that. So.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't think people are going to back him up.
No, I mean, Chicago is very, very Democratic, very liberal Democratic spot. So usually you're going to be looking at, especially with a Daley who's not running, replacing Daley, you're looking at somebody. Well, you know what? You're looking at somebody who's owed favors, too, because let's face it, Chicago politics stink to high heaven. There's definitely some shenanigans going on.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, that woman out there, is it Delaware?
Yeah, Christine O'Donnell, Tea Party.
Witchcraft and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Dabbles in all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She a Tea Partier?
She's got elected by the push of the Tea Party movement, yeah.
Yeah. Was anything else coming out on her, or...
Well, what happened was she was on Bill Maher's show, and she made a whole bunch of flippant comments, sarcastic comments. And she said, yeah, about the witchcraft thing, that, hey, doesn't everybody screw up in high school or whatever? I just had a friend. She didn't say she was a witch, but that's when she made the dabbling comment, kind of got lost in the sauce with what she was saying about witchcraft. But there was another statement she made about evolution, about not believing in evolution pretty much. And so that started another round of attacks, and I'm sure they're still digging through the files to find something else.
I find something else. Yeah.
Exactly. That's politics, though. And I think if you're running, it doesn't matter who you are. If you're running, you have to have a thick hide. You got to be like a thoroughbred. You got to have the blinders on, and you just cannot care what anybody's saying, except for the people around you have to care because they have to deflect it. So she's deflected it, but she's a good, 15 points behind in the recent polls, so I don't know really. We'll see. That's of likely voters. That doesn't mean they all go out and vote, so we'll see what happens when November 2nd rolls around.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these people go on and come out and vote anyway, so.
Right. Exactly.
So, let's go on and...
All right, we'll see you, maybe we'll be talking at you for sure when it comes to nail the score, so get ready for another exciting week of that. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we're going to scatter shoot big time and take you on a trip across the nation. Hang with us.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Just what emergencies do I need to be prepared for?
Terrorism, economic collapse, or the overdue big quake?
The immediate time frame after any disaster when you may be on your own is critical. That's why you need a 72-hour kit from SurvivalSolutions.com. Our 72-hour kits have been researched, tried, and tested for three-day survival. 72-hour emergency kits from SurvivalSolutions.com provide 114 essential items, including food, water, light, shelter and warmth, cooking, first aid, sanitation, and communication. Just add your personal items, clothing, and important papers, and you're ready for any emergency. That's 114 essential life-sustaining items. Order now and get a free Millennium Food Bar with each 72-hour kit purchase. Call 801-965-0777 or go to SurvivalSolutions.com. That's 801-965-0777 or SurvivalSolutions.com, home of the complete 72-hour emergency kit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
Welcome back to ATN. My name is Kate Delaney. If you just tuned in, we do a little of this, a little of that. We don't like to call it dabbling. We go in full force, but we like to say it's water cooler buzz for the overnight crowd, which is a big crowd. 26, 27 million people up right now somewhere in America, or so I'm told. That's a lot of people. And I think it's growing because of people working at home, people having third shifts. There's a lot of people on the third shift. We salute those third shifters. We get you. We feel you. We know what it's like to be like a vampire and sleep a little bit during the day. All right, this is just a brutal hearing that's set to get underway. A soldier's videotaped statements described how he and his buddies, his colleagues, randomly killed three Afghan civilians. And, of course, that's under the microscope at this hearing in one of the most serious war crime cases from the war in Afghanistan. You know, it's not a secret this has been talked about, but now all of this video is being released. Corporal Jeremy Morlock from Wasilla, Alaska, is among five Stryker soldiers that's charged with premeditated murder and actually conspiracy to commit premeditated murder. And they did these interviews with Army investigators. And here's what, listen closely to this, but here's how he described it. It's just chilling. Listen to it.
We had this guy by his compound, and so he was, locked him out and set him in place. Okay, stay in here.
Was he was fully cooperating?
Yeah.
Was he armed?
No. Okay. No, nothing that we were aware of.
So you pulled him out of his place?
He wasn't. I don't think he was inside. He was just kind of by his little area.
Mm-hmm.
And he was set in a couple of people. He set off block a little ways. Pull some far side security, so I guess I don't even know where it was going on.
Oh, that's what, okay. I understand.
And then,
so you stood, where did he set him? Next to a wall?
Yeah, it's kind of next to a wall. It's where Gibbs could get, behind cover after grenade went off, and then he kind of placed me in one field off over here to have a clean line of sight for this guy. And, he pulled out one of his grenades. American grenade, popped it, throws the grenade, and then, tells me who to kill her, whacks this guy, kills this guy.
Did you see him present any weapons, or was he aggressive at you at all? Did he?
No, not at all. Nothing.
Okay.
He wasn't a threat.
All right, and what he was talking about there in the beginning is he's talking about this plot, right? And the guy who led it was his staff sergeant, Calvin Gibbs. And it's what I said before, they just randomly chose a couple of civilians for sport pretty much when they were on patrol in Kandahar. We know what this does. This just explodes into a million little pieces and blows up in a lot of others' faces when it comes to, oh, okay, so here's what America is doing. And this, so this wasn't good news at all, and certainly it's disgusting what happened to the people. Outrageous. Use whatever words you want to use, fill in the blank. But what happened was these guys were numbing themselves, it seems. They were taking muscle relaxant, sleeping pills, anti-nausea medicine. They were smoking hash that was laced with opium, all kinds of things. They were mummifying themselves, I think, from what I could hear in this testimony. So Morlock was evacuated from Afghanistan for traumatic brain injury when he was questioned in May. His attorney is using this as a defense because what also comes to light is, besides the hash and other nonsense I mentioned, notice what I said. Somebody prescribed the sleeping pills and the anti-nausea stuff and the muscle relaxants. So that means that Army doctors or somebody is supplying the drugs. And how do you do that to a brain damaged soldier like this Morlock guy, who got his first concussion from a roadside bomb last November, and that's when the drugs were first prescribed. So here's what his attorney has to say.
You have the from what I understand, the case file. I mean, you know what the witnesses in that file say, and what they say in their videos. But that's what it sounds like.
All right, and here's the key thing here and why we're talking about this. Obviously, it's sick and sad and all of that, and just puts a big blight on what the others are doing in this very, very dangerous game in Afghanistan. So now with Morlock and the others that are being charged, this hearing is going to determine whether the case moves on to court-martial or they could face the death penalty if they're convicted, if that goes on. Wow. So prosecutors listed 18 witnesses, rather, for the hearing. 14 asserted their right to remain silent, which included some of the others that were part of that platoon. And the lawyer you just heard, they're saying they don't specifically know what drugs he was taking at the time of the killings. I mentioned hashish smoking was very rampant in that unit. It probably was laced with opium, is what they believe. and the other witnesses being silent makes it hard for them to decide what drugs were there. And they're describing the sergeant as having pure hatred for Afghanis and constantly referring to them as savages. And, you know, it gets worse as the more of the investigation goes on. So this is a sad, sick situation. And I believe that the justice here is, especially depending on what they completely flush out, it is, you know, in every war, you hear about this kind of, I mean, you do, you hear about this kind of stuff, right? And you think about what they've seen and what's going on, and, you know, then you add drugs to that melee, and sadly, that's what this led to. And there's just absolutely no question that these guys, whether they initially had a moral compass, they didn't have one by the time that sergeant pulled those three people out of their homes and did that. And what it also does to the war effort, like I said, it's awful, because what do you think is going to get the big headlines? And it is getting the big headlines. And in one way it should, because it's not right what they did. It's not right what happened. And it's not right what's being expected of some of these guys in their service. But is it right for them to get the death penalty? I mean, that's the question. Should they just flat out get the death penalty because they were using the three as sport? I mean, it was bloodlust killing, no question. I think they will get the death penalty. I think this goes all the way to the wall. Unless those lawyers do some incredible dancing and convincing, and I don't see it. You can talk about the brain injuries, you can talk about the drugs, but you don't even have any witnesses who are willing to even discuss it, because they don't want to implicate anyone. They don't, you know, that's what you don't do. They're not going to say what they overheard or what they were part of or any of that. There's absolutely no way. So, depending on how they link all the evidence together, I'm thinking it could be a question of that they do, or certainly this Morlock ends up, or this Sergeant Gibbs ends up getting the death penalty. But that's a good, fair, or foul. Do you think that's what should happen to these soldiers? 800-259-5791. Well, it's almost like the death penalty when you have people who are driving around on roads across America texting. I still can't wrap my brain around this. As much as I hear that people do it, I don't understand it. Can you see? I have like an iPhone. I'd be touching everything. Who knows what I'd be calling? Even with the good eyesight, holding it up, forget it. There's just no way. I'd be swerved on the other side of the road. I'd pull over if I had to text message somebody back. There's so many places to pull over. Are you kidding me? So sending text messages while driving supposedly was the culprit in the deaths of about 16,000 people from 2001 to 2007. And researchers say that the fatalities have shot up significantly since 2005. This was all published this week in the American Journal of Public Health, concluding that the deaths due to distracted driving surged from 4,500 and counting in 2005 to almost 6,000 in 2008, a 20% increase in 3 years. Boy, that's awful. Some of the deaths didn't actually involve other drivers, though. Roadside things like slamming into a pole, a sign, going over an embankment, that kind of thing, as drivers were typing on their cell phones and they veered off track into those traffic lights and poles and whatnot. I'm telling you, I don't get it. 30 states, by the way, have legislation to forbid texting while driving, but usually the bans aren't enforced, because I think it's pretty hard to enforce it, frankly, in trying to look for it when you're driving. And it's pretty hard to see that unless it's really, really obvious. But I think this statistic's going to get worse. We can count next.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com.
Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver.
500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade.
All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale.
It's simply the best colloidal silver available.
And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn.
An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health.
Is only $19.
Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin.
60 caps for only $12.
Where?
HerbalHealer.com.
Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification,
are on sale now. 90 tabs, only $15.
Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier?
Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at HerbalHealer.com.
But not much time.
The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th.
New customers get a free catalog with your first order.
Log on and hit the summer specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Drum in there. I had to listen to that for a second. All right, we get some of the We Can Count action for you, and there's some interesting stuff, including this. How about 10,000 TSA employees getting super secret clearances? So what does that mean? The new head of the Transportation Security Administration says that's exactly what he's doing, so that they can better understand and detect threats and stop terrorists. John Pistole told an aviation luncheon that he views the TSA as a counterterrorism agency. Pretty much the goal is to get all the information to the employees who have the action need to inform their judgment and decision making. He's a former deputy FBI director. He was confirmed, as we know, back in June. He says he begins each day with an intelligence briefing. I don't know. That doesn't make me feel comfortable, because, okay, I'm thinking 10,000. Who are the 10,000 that get it, though? The super secret people, the action need. Who are action need people? You mean the guy that I saw shaking down some woman at the airport asking her a million useless questions when she clearly, unless somebody planted on her, had nothing. There was no way this woman would even know how to package a bomb in her underwear or do any such thing. And the questioning was ridiculous. I could hear it as I was going through. Then I saw several pat-downs as well. I mentioned this before on the way to Florida from DFW. I saw that, and I got a better understanding of the whole idea of pat-down. It used to be with the baton, and what I saw could have been, you know, a shakedown from the 70s in Starsky and Hutch or Policewoman, adding, you know, plussing some more little procedures they were doing. I thought, wow, that's incredible. And that is so right out in the open. Man, I was stunned, I have to say. So now these people are getting this extra clearance. The people that are getting their jobs on the back of a pizza box. That's just ridiculous. All right, we can count moves from the ridiculous to the recall. Hyundai recalling 139,000 Sonatas for possible steering failure. They're saying it's a voluntary thing. It's the sedans because of this manufacturing defect that might cause you to lose steering control. Boy, I think if it was voluntary and I had one, I'd be taking it back, especially since it's not that old. Give me a break. And they're talking about models built between December of 2009 and September 10th. You can go on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, that's a mouthful, website and check it out to see if you're worried if your car fits into that space. They have that steering column shafts with connections that might have been tightened enough or weren't tightened enough or improperly assembled. Improperly assembled. That's scary, isn't it, to think about it? Your steering column improperly assembled. Ooh. So check that NHTSA website if you happen to be driving one of them. The Sonatas were popular rental cars. There's probably people that veered out of control when they were renting their car in XYZ City. It's not a comforting thought, is it? All right, here's another one for We Can Count, because it is, after all, a number. NATO strikes in Pakistan killed 50 insurgents. Woohoo! Let's plant a flag for the good guys. It's always such negative news on the reverse that this is definitely positive. Because you have to remember of what sitting ducks the Americans are, whether we're talking about Islamabad or whether we're talking about deeper into Pakistan or whatever. So anytime you can take out one of the bad guys, I think it's a good thing, even if it's like whack-a-mole and others are going to pop up as a result. So the 50 militants is what NATO is saying. They justified the strikes based on the right of self-defense because Pakistan is very sensitive about attacks on its territory. But the U.S. is saying they have an agreement that allows aircraft to cross a few miles into Pakistani airspace if they are in hot pursuit of a target. And that's what happened, and that's why they crossed into territory to engage in the attack. And so, as a result, you have 50 that were killed. And that, my friends, is a very, very good day, especially on the heels of these hearings and the soldiers who allegedly slaughtered these three Afghanistan people for sport. These civilians, not a good thing. All right, let's move on to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How about you?
Hey, we're hanging in there. I got a cold, but anyway.
I can hear it.
Hey, by the way, you know, we've been killing lots of their guys, but if you remember during World War II, there was always broadcast updates on how many of the Germans and Japanese, the bad guys, you know, they actually
right.
killed and stuff. But, you know, they don't do that with what's been going on since the Gulf War and then are going into Iraq and Afghanistan. They don't broadcast. That's because the scumbag liberals control the media. They're not gonna sit there and hey, yeah, we're winning this thing. You know, it's always just the negative. We're losing these guys. You know, they're not showing the positive things that were done and the good things, you know, all the schools and stuff we built over there in Iraq. And anyway, though, but you know how that is. But
bad, because I think that's unbalanced. You should be. Okay, listen, that's like what I said, score one for the good guys. 50 killers were annihilated who aren't going to kill some little kids with a roadside bomb or some Americans. You're right. It's lopsided.
But you know, that's the scumbag liberal media. They won't sit there and say that, you know, in the estimate that I've talked to with a few of my friends that are still in the military and the intelligence. I mean, we've killed well over 120,000 of these guys since we've been fighting them, and but all we hear about is the 4,000 or 5,000 that we've lost. But in any case, hey, by the way, did Sam ever get engaged up there in Canada? Or?
No, he's hoping to get engaged because they're so serious, but she's a widow and he's sensitive to that whole thing, so no, not yet.
Well, anyway, I was just wondering, tell Sam get their act together up there. That's where the Sonata's built, by the way.
There you go.
The Hyundai Sonatas, they're not built in Korea, they're built in Canada.
I know.
And I'm like, hey, you know, come on, they are really good cars. You know, hey, 110 degrees at Mile High on the field when I was there, and man, I was up in the stands, it felt that hot up there, and no shade, no nothing.
That's crazy.
Sat there and roasted, the whole left side of my face is all red, and of course, you know, I should have known not to bet against one of my BYU boys, because Austin Pauley just went bananas. He had like 12 catches, 171 yards, and 2 touchdowns, and I'm just not getting it. I'm like, how can Denver not guard this guy, cover this guy? But he had a great game, and it was a fun game, you know. I mean, Kyle Orton almost threw 500 yards and still lost, you know, but it was a good game. And boy, let me tell you, we saw the Rockies and the Giants the night before.
Yeah.
One of the old famous Coors Field, bashes where it ended up being 10-9 Rockies in extra innings, and man, that was it was just back and forth, back and forth. They were just going at it. And looks like my Rockies will end up fading here down the stretch. But it was a lot of fun. But it was a fun trip. Just kind of hard to do, you know, leave on a Saturday and be back on a Sunday night and catch all that stuff, even though it's, you know, it's a 5-hour drive. But anyway, had a good time. And I guess we were both wrong. Cowgirls finally decided to play football.
I know. How about that?
And get back into it, maybe. And it would have been tough going into your bye with 3 losses, but it's really, and the interesting thing is when you look around the league and the records right now and some of these teams that have started out real bad, the Vikings and the Cowboys and the Chargers are 1-2 and, you know, they still got lots of games to go where they, you know, I don't think 0-2, 0-3 used to be what it was, you know, now that they got 16 and possibly 18 games coming, you know, but anyway, take them a call.
All right, thank you for the call. You're right, it's going to be different, especially with an expanded schedule, which gives us a chance to remind you, don't forget about Nail the Score. That's coming up Thursday, really Friday morning for most people in our third hour of the show. You can call up and decide who you think's going to win our game of the week and what the final score is going to be.
Crazy. Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell!
You will respect my authority!